Today we're going to discuss a number of topics. First topics will be, are you allowed to have fish together with milk or fish together with meat? First we'll discuss about having, you're allowed to have milk or butter or cheese together with fish or not. The Beis Yosef writes in Yerdeya Simen Pei Zayin that ain lechol dogim b'chol ne'asakana. You shouldn't eat fish together with milk, a sakana. The Taz in Sifkat Gimel speaks out, it's a Tari Sefer. It's a mistake in the print in the Beis Yosef. We read tonight, ain lechol dogim b'basa, with meat. Because that's what says in Aruch Chaim in Siman Kufayin Gimel. Even though the Levush quotes, the Taz writes, even though the Levush quotes the Beis Yosef that it's going on milk, still it's wrong. In the Nochen, that's Lashon uses. And then it's a Daki Moshe in Kufayin Gimel in Aruch Chaim speaks out clearly that it's going on basa, it's not going on milk. The same thing speaks out the shach in over there in Sim Pei Zayin Sif Kon Hei, that Cholav and Dogim Lo Shemano Reino, and we're noig to Mavasho Dogim with Cholav. And he ends off. The same thing speaks out the Daki Moshe. The Prisha in Sifkat and Ches, over here in Sim Pei Zayin says, the Yesh, he can be Mechir, that he brings a Klor Raya at Smuta. Why he times the Gemara Mufreshes in Chulim Daf Kufir Alpha and Beis, that says, Dogim Sha'ala Bekaira, Muta L'Aichel Mekaisot. That's the Lashon HaGemara. That Dogim, that you put on a plate, you're allowed to eat together with cheese. So if I say, the Gemara gives it, Gemara brings it down like that, so Rai says there's no Issa. So that's what the Prishatayin is. So Maisa, we have Kama Paiskim that hold that it's Muta, there's no Shaila whatsoever, that Dogim with Cholav is Muta Chatchila. However, the Beis Lechem Yehuda in Siman Pei Zayin, in Sifkat and Hay, and also the Piskachuva in Sifkat and Hay, over here in Siman Pei Zayin, Sifkan Tes brings also from the Chinuch Beis Yehuda that's also to have milk with fish. Why? Because Eitzah, the Chok Eitzah Chachmi HaRaifim, that even Dagum Mushalim with Cholav is Sakonis Chayli. You can get sick. The same thing says the Pemigodim in Siman Pei Zayin, Sifsedah Sifkan Hei, and Mishvizah Sifkan Gimel brings out Mishem Bahad, that Dagum with Cholav is Sakana. The same thing speaks out the Miluyim. That's a Pirish. That's missing here. The whole page is missing. They white it out for some reason. But anyway, the Ma'at Shulchan Aruch is printed Miluyim, and the Miluyim says over there, take a look. I don't know what that is. Alright. So anyway, the Miluyim speaks out, and the Gira Shulchan Aruch says also the same thing, Sakani and Alauta. The Miluim also adds on, he brings on Piske Tshuva, and same thing, quotes the Piske Tshuva, brings on from Charles the Tshuva's Avnei Paz, I don't know who that is, but from Kadman, that says that even with the Eved, it's also the dog and Svashlo and Cholav. Why? Because Chamira Sakanta Mesua. It's more Sakana than Issa. So Amela, you can't eat, if you cook together fish and milk, you're not allowed to eat it. Chamir Sakanta Mesua. And then there's a Ben Rishon, a Ben Bechaya. The Ben Bechaya and Pashas Mishpatim and by the Pasuk, Loisav Ashik Diva Chalev Imai, he says, Shedas Arayfim, Shetaruvas Dogim Begvina, Shesvash Yachak Kosher Chalash of Tsaras. First, you get Tsaras. It's a danger for Tsaras. So, Maisa, we see Kama Paiskim Dara Machma. In fact, the Mazik Brocha, Mazda is a chidah. In Bikri Yosef, in Yerdei Sim Pei Zayin, Sif Kondal says, the Dina, we paskin like the Taz and Shach. since the Beis Yosef didn't bring down the Shulchan Aruch. So Mestava, the Mestama, a Torah fell in the Sefer. And it's supposed to say Dog and Basa. So Mela, the Chidols, the Chatchila, Yilat Avchav with Dogim. And same thing ends off the Pesach Tshuva. And then the Sifkon Kes, Sifkon Tes, Ve'idna, and today, Shekol Eilam, Mevashim, Dog Im Cholav, Shoy, Kim the Dosh Barabim. Since everyone, no one is Machmer, so Mela, he holds the Dina, Yilat, there's no problem. It's a Dosh Barabim, and you see people aren't getting sick from it, so it must be, it's okay. And same thing speaks out to our Chashurhan and Peizayin Sivkon Dezvav that the Chiris Dog Mechov, the meaning is Poshet, it's Mutter. And same thing speaks out with the Arafrayim and he says, Meseino, Amadabash and Vashim Dogim, Eber Mechov, like Kapti Klau. No one's Makbid. The Yad Yehuda and Peizayin Sivkon Yud speaks out, Mother Lashi said this. This is a Lashi he writes. The aim line is so bidiv in Chazal. You don't find any mark in Chazal. Rak mi hilchus reifim. Lechein hakar lufi ha-mokayim ba-azman shein ka azman ha-mokayim is shava b'teva. Depends on a place. Some places it might be sakana, certain generations might be sakana, sometimes not. So he leaves it marshal like a, you know, not a klop sack, but he says, depends on a place. So if you live in a country that everyone's having fish together with milk, and no one's getting sick, and no one's getting tzaraas, and no one's getting so sakana, so Mustan would be okay. A place where there's no special meaning, maybe it should be machma. He's not, he leaves it open. However, to the children of Rav Polim, that's from the Chidor. He writes in Yeridea, Simon Yud, the Chelik Beis, Yeridea Simon Yud, he says it should be machma by milk. Should not have milk. And same thing in Chavadas, of Adi Yosef. Milk with fish you should not have. Rav Polim says Shemachman to have a milk. Same thing. Avadi Yosef has a whole tshuva in Yechavadas in Chelgvav Sim Memches that Shemachman Chol with Dogim. And same thing. Gvinu with Dogim also Shemachman. However, Yechavadas ends off. However, butter wasn't Nichlal Nisa. Many Achmei Bizan Kam Achmei Da Meiko. I think today, butter today has mixed with milk, no? I think most butters today have milk in it, no? That's what I'm told.
Milk and
whey. Whey has milk and greens in there. So our type of butters today will be gone. What? Huh? I don't know. They don't say nafkamina.
Butter was made from milk always, no?
Huh?
Is it a given fish or a given milk together?
Eating together. Alright. So Lamaisa. Alright. So the Ashita Zamachma. However, since we're Ashkenazim, our minigas to Meiko. And same thing from Fushin Chuvan Sam Seifer. Sam Seifer in Yerdeh Simi Kofalov says like this. The Rambam, he quotes this is what Sam Seifer says. The Rambam was known as a Reifa Mumcha. And he doesn't bring down this halacha of dog with fish with milk. So we see the Rambam, Rav Guve Berfuas, he writes, Rav Guve Berfuas, so Vitivius, Umotz and Ishtana Ateva bin Yonim Eilo, and he found out Ishtana Ateva, Lechain Issa Bechlab Ismanazah. That's how Chassam Seif is. So someone calls me Ismanazah, I get number, people call me once in a while. I told him, Ika Adin, they have Chassam Seif, you have Kama Paiskin Ameko, that fish and milk. And I think most of the item is not near it. They have tuna casseroles. I think there's milk.
Lots of cream cheese.
Lots of cream cheese over here. Well, you have a choice here. You have a choice. Okay? But anyway, so, what? The most of the item is Meiko.
What kind of sarasa are they talking about?
I don't know. Just tell me what they say. All right. So until now, we're talking about...
Are you walking?
No,
there are people that have leprosy. There are people today that have.
Is that what it's talking about? Talking about psoriasis, or it's talking about a different type of.
I don't know any of that. Any of that.
Rashes or things like that.
All right. Tonight we're talking about to have milk with fish. Now we'll talk about can you have fish with meat? The Mechaber says in Yeridaya in Kuf Tezayin Sivbeis. Tzarech Lizar Shoylech Al Basar V'Dogim Yachad Neshekosha Tzaras. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Mechaber says. However, the Mogavram in Kuf Ayin Gimel Sifkot Na'alav says Efshe Bezman Azeh No Sakona Nishtana Teva. That's what Mogavram time is. Maybe it should be okay. However, there's a Tshuvah Shvus Yankiv in Chelek Gimel Simon Ayin, and also Dr. Tshuva brings it down here in Sifkon Tezayin, that you can't be Samech on the Mog Avram by Sofik Sakana. You don't play around with Sakana. It's a Sofik Sakana, and you can't be play Yishmi Machma. However, you're allowed to use this sniff. You can't be shy of the one, you can still be Samech on the Mog Avram. But normally, we're not Samech on the Mog Avram. Same with Tshuva Sam Sofer, in your day of Simon Kuf, Yedei Kofalov, and also the Pisa Tshuva in over here brings down Sifkot and Gimel. Mashvid is no sakana bizman hazeh. The Tshuva and Divri Malkiel in Cheribay Simon and Gimel. Yes, the Chayah is kosher tzaras. So where does everyone get sakana from? Tzaras, okay, tzaras is not sakana. You can put it as a leprosy, you can live a. It could live a healthy life being a leprosy also, but it's not sakana. So isn't that how sakana gets here? Even though Mechab mentions sakana in Simon Kufay and Chayim Kufay and Gimel, he said, I get shitfei. He doesn't understand it. The Bible Tzorchim. Okay. However, the Taz over here in Sif Kotenbe, in Sif Kufta Zayin Sif Kotenbeis, and in Sif Kotenbe Gimel says, pass the sakana, you're not allowed to. And same thing speaks out the Shach in Sif Kotenbe Aleph, and same thing, it's quoted this halacha in many paiskim. Now alter, we all sakana. That's how paskim dina. Just as a shaila and paiskim is it can be bottled with shishim or not. First, as you say, comes bottled with shishim. Since we say chamias kantim isura, maybe mamashu is no good. Maybe mashu is no good. Moshe, there are certain sources that are made with what's the shaila. You make it, cook it together with meat. Barbecue sauces. Some of my has some fish sauce in there, but it's bottle b'shishim. Shailas, can you use it? Can you use it with meat or not? Does it come bottle b'shishim or not? You say chamir is kantim meisura. You say chamir is kantim meisura. So once you say chamir is kantim meisura, then it could be even less than shishim. Should become asa. There are four shitas on this. The four shittas are paiskim on this. The Taz in Sifkon Beis Taz holds even if the shishim is not bottled, even if you have a mashu, these barbecue sauces, these sauces you put in with meat, he holds it's not chamis kant misura, and it's not bottled with shishim, and even less than shishim, chamis kant misura, it's also to eat it. In the back of Shulchan Aruch, the Goyes Chochma Shleima, Feist says it is bottled b'samach. However, in the Svarim, in the Eruch HaShleima, in Yerideh, Kuflam Zayim, and Shiles the Tuf Tam Adas, in Cherubei Sim Yud, he paskins like the Taz, and says, that's how he ends off, Sheinor Glamaisen. That's how he paskins, he tells his killer, that you need to have a mashu or fish sauce together with meat, is also. Now, Chamiz Kantim Yisura. That's one shita. Shita sataz. Nekusa kesef over here paskins that's shayach to bottle b'samach. Even though not machmir b'skanta morni sura. If it's bottle b'shishim, bottle doesn't make a difference. Even sakana, but once a shita, we don't have to worry about it. And there's no chilek between lach and yavish. And send the paskins to hashulchan ledina in sif katan yod. And sends and speaks out to masham. In Chelek Gimel Simesh Peches Chochos Adam Samaches Ois Aleph the Ragachov and the Tshuva and Tov Spaneach Simesh Samad Aleph, and same thing the Pesach Tshuva brings out from the Chassam Sefer, from the Chavis Yor and other people that are Meiko. That's the second Shita. So one Shita, the first Shita holds that even less of Shishim it's no good. Second Shita holds it's Bato B'Shishim, just like by Shai Sur, no different than Shai Sur. The third shita that Tshuva brings down in Sifkot and Chof Aleph says there's a chilek between lach and yavish. By lach, By Tavolach, he says Baltu B'Shishim, but Tavol Yavish, it's not Baltu B'Shishim. That's what the Pesach Shuvah brings down Shitas like that. The fourth Shita is the first three. The first is the Shuvah Sefer from Tzadok HaKohen.
Fish is lach, the meat is lach.
Huh?
What's lach and
yavish? Lach is like soup. Soup would be lach. Yavish would be put on a piece of fish,
if
something like that.
If a piece of fish goes into soup?
Fish juice. Right. Both are lach. Right. Yeah, both are lach, yeah. Right. It's the third shita. The fourth shita. It's the first three from Simon and Simon Sadek Alv. It's a chuba sefer from Reb Tzadok HaKohen. And it says, if it's a covered Shabbos, a Sus Mitzvah, Kimekel, even a piece of fish falls into a piece of meat, even no Shishim, you can send it on the Shitas of Ram, Ram doesn't bring it down, and among Avram, Nishtan Ateva, and Mela, it's okay. That's what the first three are. So even if it's someone, let's say housewives cook before Shabbos, if there's a lot of soup for the fish, or vice versa, the thing is, you can, if it's a covered Shabbos, you have nothing to do this Mitzvah, you could be Mekel. Ladina, even it's more than Shishim. Here is it. You say Shtana Teva, and maybe it's okay. Thank you. Okay.
Since this is a Sakana issue, is it make a difference if it's a chicken or
beef? Doesn't make a difference. Ladina, right place can hold on the Kusa Kesev, that's Bato Basamach. And that's why most cautious agencies. I'll make them. You have to have, huh? No, they hold the Kusa Kesev is a bottle of Basamach. That's how the most cautious agency, there are some people, private people are making, but they're cautious agencies, the way I understand, they're all make them. Let me finish. However, let's say there wasn't Samach. Let's say there was not Samach. So it comes also. Can I go to the bottle? Let's say some fish sauce fell into soup. And it's not Bala Shishim. Can I pour more? There's halacha of Eimim Vat Nisa Chatchila. You know about Nisa Chatchila? By fish sauce, by fish, maybe you're allowed to Mavatel Chatchila. Take it and be Mavatel or not. Are you allowed to do that or not? So maybe should be no Shaila. So the Piskachuva in Sifkan Gimel, in Simon Kufta Zayin, in Sifkan Gimel, he says, there's not called Mavatel Nisa Chatchila. There's not Mavatel Chil. There's no Issa, it's only Sakana, it's not an Issa. That is Achila, Eman is Achila, that's when it's Issa. Here it's not Issa. So Meva, there's no Issa. And he says, Kozman, Shemagishin, time of dog and fish, there's a Sakana. When you're Maisif, there shouldn't be any more time dog in there. There's no more, then the Sakana goes away, then it's Muta. And same thing speaks out, Yabitzah Chanan, in Tshuva, in Archayim, in Simuch of Dala, it says the same thing also. Also, Mishmer Shalom, in back of Shechon Oz, the Pirish Mishmer Shalom, in Sifkot and Zayin, on these halachas and Kufta Zayin, brings down a Chamud in the Nail, that says, you're allowed to invato. And suddenly speaks out the Dibri Malkiel, in Chelik Bey, Sim, Soy, Sim, Nun Gimel, he also speaks out, you're allowed to be invato. So it comes out according to this, if someone has a problem, let's say, Erev Shab, you don't have to come out to Tzvez, the Kulim Tzvez 3, you need to pour extra water, you know, just to be invato it. And then that would save all the problems. However, the Chassam Sefer in Yerideya Simen Kuf Chaf, and same thing speaks out the Adni Tzedek in Yerideya Simen Yantes, says that's Osa. It's like Issa. You're not to mevatle it. And same thing is Machma, the Chuvin Shal Meshev, the Adur Dalet, Chelik Al Simen Kuf Ches, same thing speaks out the Masham, Chelik Gimel Simen Mesh Peches, and suddenly speaks out that Shabinu Rav and Dov Mishorim Chagim Asai Sim Lam Tes and Akechuva and Sifkan Chav brings on other people ask it also. Ladina, it's a big machlekes. What to do exactly? By Son Yachuva and Yabi Aima from Vadi Yosef and Chelik Aleph Yerdei Asim and Yitches. He says, since all this is Drabonan, there's no devices here, and by Drabonan there are sheet, the Kamashit is all this Mutter, and if you look in the Seif Yabi Aima, he brings down maybe 20 of the Svarish Paiskim I never heard of that also are Mekel. So it says by Bonan there are many Shitas hold this Mutter. So maybe you're allowed to be Mekel to Matlet. Huh? Dol Issa. Cause of Sakana. The cause of Sakana. So to Rabboni shouldn't do it. If I want to do Sakana.
Yeah.
So shmiras guf is shmatzus nashechem. It's a suffix sakana. It's only shalom drabon. That's how he learns. So anyway, so lamaisa he says by bonan the many so he can make all tumat. That's how he holds. The dina I tell people when I have the shaila chatchila should be machma. But someone wants to summer and shitas mekilim. The kamashitas to hold it, it's okay. You're allowed to move out. You have piskechuba. You have kamashitas that make all. And certainly, if someone wants to be summer and mekilim, he can be summer on the mekilim. Hesem of all should be okay. Moshe Nakash's agency, you know, they cook fish and meat and make mistakes over there, and then you have what to be semichan. Yes.
In an iter of Bas Vachalav, a bottle of shishim is only bedeve, not the chatila. In this case, because it's
it's only sakana, so if there's no sakana anymore, so you're not allowed to lissa. Some sheet is hold, because since it's not issa, you're allowed to lechatchila. You're allowed to do. Right, you're allowed to lechatchila to matlis, yes. So it should be bottle
mashishin. You go back to the milk and the fish. Isn't there a sheet that there's a difference between milk as opposed to cheese and butter?
We mentioned that. There's some sheet that's not make, I mentioned that. Rabbi Yosi says, by even though you're machma on milk, by on body it can be meko. But I said it doesn't apply today, because that's why I didn't go more into it.
Cheese
is like milk. Cheese is like milk. Cheese was like milk. Chema, butter. So butter, I'm always saying butter wasn't considered milk. In fact, you find by in Kuf Tezvav in Yerdeya that it's someone who's makbar on chavi sol can make on butter. It's a different thing completely. It's made from milk, it doesn't make enough green. It's a different chetza. So here also, butter, even though svadim or makbar on cheese and milk, but they make on butter. I'm saying, but our butters today, do we understand they put in the whey, they put in the other, they put in green, the mamish milk in there?
So,
huh?
It's shayach.
Oh, shayach, do you mean?
It's not supposed to be.
What do you mean it's not supposed to be?
It's supposed to be straight cream. But the government allows up to 5% whey cream, which is milk.
So they probably do, because it makes it the
but officially, they're not supposed to. The government doesn't make them declare it up to 5%.
Well, the mice said they put in, no? They like this, they save on the money.
Right.
No, they put more in the way in there, so Mela. But the Maisa, they do it. Officially, it's not going to help in Halacha, okay? The Maisa, they put in that.
Yeah, but it's not a true statement to say that all butter today has.
Okay. So okay, the ones that have whey and milk inside would be the same thing like milk.
No. Those butters wouldn't say that they don't have.
Huh?
You don't find in history people dying. What is it, just a milk of the Loshmiah?
How do you know that over time?
How do you know? Maybe down the road.
Right.
It causes certain sicknesses.
In the long run, that's what they're talking about.
I can't answer. I can only tell you what it says here. Okay?
Alright.
Now, I'm sure the young people probably heard it from their brothers. Us older people heard it from our mothers. They used to have a special pot to cook fish in it. Where's it come such a thing? Some of you have pots today, I'm sure some of you today have a special fish pot. There is such a thing, where does it come from? There's a tour in Kufta Zion says a person should special pots to cook fish in. Special pots for fish, special pots for meat. However, the Shach in Yerideya, Simon Tzadikei, Sifkat and Gimel, and the Taz here, and you're over here in Kufta Zion, Sifkon Beis, and Sentin speaks out with Kivega on the Gin, on the Shechonor, in Kufta Zion, he has a shtickle on the Shach. So he writes there also, and the Sentin speaks out Yad Ephraim, and then the Sif Gimel, it's Motel Chatchila to cook fish in the Kederish Albasa, even if it's a Ben Yayma. Why? There's only Blias. The whole Machlaikis, we mentioned before, Shach and Taz, if this less than Shishan come bottle or not. But only bleeds in the pot, that's certainly not the Machma. As I stay clear, in the Shach and Taz and Kivega, sure, same, you got a friend, they all speak out like that. And same thing speaks out, even it's a Ben Yema, because only bleeds in the Kder. Same thing speaks out, the Elf of Choshleima, Shleim Kogan, Archaim, Sim, Shini Bez, and Shini Gimel. And same speaks out, the Chachmasadam, and Simon Samaches Ois Aleph. The Taz in Simon Tzadikei in Sifkon Gimel, the Taz says, means on Issa V'Heta, that says it's only Mutter, only B'di Evet. Pleitus HaKelem. You should not lechatchila. You should not use such a type of keli. However, Taz, at the end of shtickle, Taz, that shtickle, he argues on him. In the Sefer Madnei Shulchan, which is probably the best Sefer on your day, the Madnei Shulchan says, comes out with Dina and Tzadikei, Sifkan Yer Aleph, he says, you should better be Machmer, since his Hetta says only Matta be the Eved. And you should wait Meis Leis. In other words, if you want to use the same pot for fish and meat, best is wait Meis Leis, then it's Mutter Chatchila. But Terech Meis Leis, she Machmer not to do it. There is a Kafa Chayim, Kafa Chayim in Kufta Zayin in Sifkan Yigimel and Sifkan Chav. He says, let's say by mistake I cooked fish and meat together, which we're not to be machmer, not to eat it. So if you use that kedera, you should wait reis la'eis only to use the kedera afterwards. You should worry about the blias, and you should only wait until after meis la'eis to use that pot again. So it comes a maskana, fish.
Already mixed.
I'm talking mixed. It's different, right?
More
else. Right, yeah, right. So then we're more machmas. So there you have to wait meis leis. That's the chiddush from Kafa Chaim. So it comes out the maskana. Milk and fish come out of all places, come out meiko, especially some sefer. Then the game, meat and fish is a big machlekes, and most places come home like Nekudas HaKesef, that comes bottle of b'shishim. The shahs kim vato, chatzchilis and machlekes are paiskim. Yeshmikim, yeshmikim, pashas adina. If someone wants to be mako, he has what to be samechan. And to use a fish pot, even though two mentions and Manishuha mentions it, the Maisa, you know, most shitas hold, you don't have to make on the pot. You can use a regular fish pot to cook fish in there. Right.
What about an oven?
Huh?
An oven.
An oven to what? To do what? Huh?
Fish after meat after fish.
That is a problem. If you hold Chamir Sakantami, so you got a problem. Ramos Machman, Ramos says, I don't have to.
Well,
Zaya. If you cook open or closed, what do you cook? If you cook closed, you have no problem.
If
you cook
closed.
You should not do it the Chatchila.
You bake fish in the oven.
Yeah.
Then you bake.
Open.
Open.
Open. And
yeah.
Then you bake vegetables in the same oven.
Yeah.
Can I use the vegetables for flesh?
I'll be done.
If my caterers do it all the time.
Huh?
What do you mean open? Without a covering
on? Without a covering on. I think if you do on the vegetables, I don't think you have to be machma that much. If you have meat in an oven, then the Ramos says to be machma. Zechazeh. I think with vegetables, no problem. But if you have meat inside, then the Ramos says to be machma.
But the vegetables be with the meat?
I don't think you have that much. I don't think you have to be. I think it's going way too far. I don't think you have to be machma that much. Yeah, but Zay, you're right, yeah, but some is Baltal B'Shishim. Some is Baltal B'Shishim.
Right. Does it help to burn it out?
What?
You burn it out for an hour?
If you burn it out, there's no problem. Okay? Alright. Since we're talking many weeks on Basachov and Kashas, we'll make a little break and we'll talk about Shiduchim. Okay? Alright. Next week we'll continue again on and go more on cautious, okay? Okay.
What about
Huh? In many places they have different plates. That's why if you go to Kiddush, there's two plates. Why two plates? One's for fish, one's for the meat, for the chowned. Okay? Alright. The shayla came up. The shayla I got a number of times. Someone spoke to Meshidach, a girl, a Shidduch. And very nice boy, learning well, everything. The only problem is he has a large family, 7-8 children in the family. One of the sons went off to Derech. Went off to Derech. Are you allowed to marry? Are you allowed to marry the sister of this poor boy who went off to Derech? Second Shaila. In Tzitzulaymi, you say that you're allowed to? Do you have to tell the The family, you know, there's one brother off there, but don't say anything. They hear about it, but you're not mechuyav to say it because if you mention it, it might kill the shidduch. Who says you have to always say it? Alright. The Mokka de Shaila is a Gemara in Baba Basa. Baba Basa is Naf Kufyud Amar Aleph. Amar Rava. Hanaisa Isha, so he marries a woman, Tachliv Dait Bachia. You have to check the brothers. Shenema v'yikach Aaron es al sheva Basa minadav achos nachshon. Says what does it say achos nachshon? So Gemara says mashu shenema basa minadav any idea achos nachshon. If I know it's basa minadav, so we know. And the Torah says nachshon was a brother. El ma tamud leima achos nachshon mikan shanais isha tzach yivde bachia. And the Gemara ends off Tana. Rive banin daimen lachayim. Most brothers are daim to achayim. So mela, you have to check on the. You should check on the brothers. And if there's something wrong with the brothers, then you should stay away from it. The mashor is the kasha.
One out of five makes the problem.
We'll talk about it. We just started. Okay. The mashor. Maybe it's a suffix. Bat v'shishi, not bat v'shishi. We talked about before. Okay. So Mashiach is the kasha. What's going on over here? What kind of raya is this from the Gemara? What kind of raya is this? He says, it's not the first time the Torah says who the sister was. We see in Parshas Bereishis. Achos Tuvah Kayim, the Torah says, Achos Tuvah Kayim was Nama. Nama was the wife of Noach. Why is it mentioned Achos? What is it mentioned for? And also, so by Yitzchak Avino, by he Yitzchak, in the it says by he Yitzchak, Ben Aboim Shana beKartes Rivka Basasur Harami in Padam Aram Achos Lavan Harami Lailisha. Pasha told us. So it says who the father was, and it says Achos Lavan. So Isha. So why don't we dash in anything from there? Why all of a sudden we come to over here? And then in Pasha's era, we start this coming Pasha, we start dashing about it. So Mashah says a test like this. It's a half of the Mashah. End of it. But I have to say this to get to what he says. He says, Achos Tuvah Kayim is no Kasha. Why? It doesn't say the same father of Tuvah Kayim, because by Goyim, you're not Mesiaches. It mentions Nama, because Nama happens to be the Eishes Noach, but there it doesn't mention the father. And he says, "Aye, by Lavan, there we have a Joshua." Why? The Torah wants to tell her that even though Lavan was a Rasha, the Ram, the Relayo Mizrahi on the Chumash speaks out. Why does it say Achos Bastasul Achos Lavan to tell you that the Shvacha Shalivka? She is a Bas Rasha, she daughter of a Rasha, a Chais Rasha, sister was a Rasha, Mekhaim Hashem Hashayim, the whole city was full of Hashayim, Rafa became like London Marseillam, that the goddess of Rivka, she lived the whole environment, was full of Tumah and so on, and still she became a Rivka Imeno. So you see the goddess of her, that's why I mentions it there. So that's how Mashah answers the two Kash from two places. Ed on Mashah, strong words, he says. Why did Yankov Avinu have Esav? Why did Yitzhak have a son Esav? Because even though his father and mother were tzaddikim, still, since Rebbeinu Dan Lachayim, and so Mela, that's why she had a son Esav. Because Rebbeinu Lachayim. Because brothers and sisters that are born together with Betam Echad, the Krem, the Teva, to Tzen Teva. And Uba Yerech Imai. Because Ike Gufa Shaladim Nights in the Imai. That's what he ends off. So in Mela, one was Yankin Avina, and one was Esau Rasha. But why was it? Because right below Chayim. You had a brother Lavan, that's why Esau, that's what came Esau. Strong words. And I guess it's in the genes, whatever you want to say, call in the genes. Okay, and same thing speaks out of Ben Bechaya. The Ben Bechaya, not an Altaya, but Ben Chaya has a sefer called Karachemach. So over there, in Erech Chosan, he writes over there, V'yadua, I'm quoting what he writes, V'yadua, Ke'abanim Ninshachem B'medeseyem Acha Mishpachas Ein. The Midas come from the mother. That's what he writes. So that's why there's an Indian to be Baidik Bechia. However, this halacha, this Gemara, in Babasa, is not brought down, not in the Rambam, it's not brought down in the Torah, and not in the Shulchan Aruch and Nezis and Beis. When he talks about who you should do shidduch with, not a shidduch with, He doesn't mention a word about it. Leaves it out. In the Sefer Chassidim, in Simen Shinai Hei, he has a shayla over there. Someone is living poorly. Zaynus Mumtsumtsum, he says. They're just getting by. And now they speak a shidduch of a bas ashira from a wealthy family. Now the children, Elisa, one of the children will be able to live more beravchas. But she has a chiyah v'oyim. But the brothers are taganish. Lo yikachena. Why? Nesherev banim daimer lacheyim. That's the Sefzim Paskins. And she speaks out again. In Shinai Ches. Yeah. There's a mighty Kasev Chasidim. He says, a person can marry Giyaris. Yeah. I jumped ahead. He says, a person, he takes a woman, she takes a woman, the brothers are tzaddikim, and not a woman that brothers are rishayim. And if you do it, he says, if you take someone, the brothers are rishayim, alzeh yavi ha'isel adin, shagom ha'atzvi shabomim, daim al-achayim. So comes out according to this, that it's, you shouldn't. So Chaykov is saying that Moshe the Shaila we had, if someone has a brother went off the derech, the Chaya, you should not do shidduch with that family. We find even more than that. There's a machoikas apaiskim. If someone did a shidduch, and one of the brothers, he didn't know that one of the brothers is a Rosha. And then after he found out, he did the shidduch. And he said, found out later, can you break the shidduch or not? To break a shidduch today is a terrible thing. It's Mavdusha, sometimes you have to pay knas, it's a terrible thing. Can you bet, if you find out later, that there's some brother, I don't know if you fellas know, but used to be in the 20s and 30s, in Europe, when a son went off the derech, they sent him to America. Why? Because no one should know that a child went off the derech. So they would do a shidduch. It used to be like that.
No internet,
there's no anything. But still, huh? They don't. It says brothers. Okay. I don't know. It doesn't say. I'm not making up new things. Okay. So someone did a shidduch. And finally, after the brothers are rishayim, if you allow them to shidduch, so there's a tshuva Rambam brisk in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed says, since this din is not mentioned, not in the Rambam, not in the Torah, not in Shulchan Aruch, it's only Eitz Taiva, not the Ikuva, so you should not mevatel the shidduch. That's what he holds. However, the tshuva Me'avah in Chelek Aleph Siman Ches, he says, the vani can mevatel the shidduch, and you put it for many knas. Kim mechayev knas. Usually, you break a shidduch, you have to pay knosim, so on. You don't have to pay any knosim over here because you didn't know about it, and you have a right to mevatel the shidduch because you know it's a mekach tois. So it comes out according to this. Since you should not do a shidduch. So the original shaila was that when someone speaks a shidduch and there's a brother went after derech, l'chayo from here raisos that you shouldn't do the shidduch. Chayo, these are all the raisos. However, Rosh is not like that.
What's called after derech?
Not Shem Shabbos.
Shem Shabbos.
Not Shem Shabbos. Yeah, that's after derech. One is yeshivish and one is chayes. It's modern Orthodox. It's from what's an afkamina. All you did, what's in it? They're our brothers. What's the difference? Even our chash is also our brothers. But the ma'ase shouldn't do shidduch with them.
You're only talking about brothers, right?
Yeah. Not so much about sisters. Doesn't mention sisters.
What about if the boy has brothers that went off?
Huh?
What about if the boy?
They don't discuss it.
Right, diamond.
We're going by the mother's side. If I say, don't act part of the mother's side. If kids go off the derech on the father's side, vice is not a, it doesn't shot for doyos. That's vice doyos. Right. There's Arkas Rabbeinu from the Stipler in Chelek Dalad. He writes the Chiddush, Chiddushim Gedolim, which is Negei L'maisa to our case. The Arkas Rabbeinu writes in Chelek Dalad like this. The whole thing that you have to buy a Chayim is only talking if they live in a Sviva, they're full of Elch Yidin. And the whole Sviva around there, and the brothers around the Sviva, and he still came a kukol, so it's muchach, there's something wrong with whole sherish in mishpacha. However, Bismaneno writes the stipler. He writes four reasons why it's okay. One reason he writes is Maneno. Since the streets today are mufetz with newspapers, newspapers psulim, he writes. You have TV, you have internet, you have all these things. Then there's not a kayach and a father. We all know that, even though we have children, we know there's only a certain amount you can be mashgiach on your children. So Meira, since you can't keep such much of a pikuach on your children, and it's chinach, so Meira, there's no achacha, that is a pegam in the shvacha, and Meira, you're allowed to start with shidduch this. If a log is a girl, it's haguna v'tayra, as long as the girl is the proper girl for you. That's one reason, he says. He writes another reason. Even there's one brother, it's Makoko. However, the other brothers, the five brothers, like you mentioned before, there's one brother, it's Makoko, but there's four. There's four other ones that are okay. That are good. And who says the children go after the Makoko? And same thing, Stiper writes in this letter, in Kanis and Igrisa, in Chedribay, Simon Yitches. The third reason, he says, since Kradosha by Rabbim, you don't have to Chashish for it already. I mean, when we say Shem Sem Hashem, and the same thing speaks out again in Kindness of August in the same place. Huh? Since people do it, and you see how the children are okay, they do marry brothers. The brothers are off the derech, and now children, all the children are okay. So we say on this Shem Sem Hashem, and he brings in kindness. He brings a raya. He brings a raya. I'm sure you all learn the halacha of katlonis. Katlonis is, let's say, a woman is married. The first husband died young. She married a second time, husband died young. So it says that no one should marry her. Because maybe she's because of her, that's why the husbands are dying. So Trumas Hadeshin says like this, in Simi and Reshid Alf, he quotes a Trumas Hadeshin that says, we're not chayshish, the Safik Chashosha. We're not chayshish so much. If someone wants to marry, likes this girl, even though two husbands died, young, if they die old, there's no shiloh and paiskim. What's called dying exactly? What time of machle? The whole shiloh by itself. We're not going to that now. But it's only a sofa chashosha. So Meira, there are many, since we're not nazir in common meal of these things that Rabbanu says should be nazir. So Meira, you say, Shem, Hashem, someone wants to marry a woman that lost her two young husbands, you're allowed to marry her. So here also, by brother also, brother went after Derech, you're allowed to. Another reason, fourth.
Isn't there a difference where here you're worried about your children and there you're worried about yourself?
Yeah, but I'm saying it's just giving a raya. You know, you see, you say, there's Indian, it's a sakkah, it's a chash, but still, but you say, Shem Psalm Hashem, you could say, Shem Psalm Hashem.
On your kids.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's what he writes. Huh? He's saying Chazal only sent such a hyphen. Only one, he lived in a sviva, like Ramo used to be. In Europe, they lived in a shtetl. They didn't know, no one had internet, no one had telephones. This is, you cannot, as I said in Chumash Hadash. Huh? Chumash Hadash says, it's a chshash. The chshash is what? That if you marry, you might also die, because you're marrying a woman like this. It's a business, it's not a vada, it's a chshash. So if you want to say, you don't want to be mako, you want to marry the woman, you say, Shem, Shem, Hashem. I can find common things. Yes. Yes, and Ebenezer, I think Simi Gimel around there, huh? But even the Shulchan Aruch brings down the people that aren't Mekel. Okay, all right.
Because
it's Tzimtzum, right? Yeah, yeah. There are more. Yeah, right. Another fourth reason. Maybe the brother that came to Skalko that went off the derech, maybe it's before he became Chinuch. Let's say he's already in 7th grade already. He's not even Bar Mitzvah yet. He doesn't fear it. Doesn't have no love for Yiddishkeit. Doesn't care about Shabbos. Doesn't care about Yontif. Doesn't care about anything. He never had if he already was Shono Pirish, he already knew how to learn. He was at a certain amount of good chinuch. Then he goes to there. That's called Niskalko. But here, Mitzchila, he was already he wasn't a Schanach. But Tayyum Yishamayim. And Nidin Ben Akam before, he knew that's the Torah. He's together Tinik Shanishba. And Shulai, maybe Chazal didn't want to talk about such a case. That's kosher. It's a tin shenishba. Then it's such a thing. Tishur is different halachas already. Naksidada. And therefore, it's not in the skalko. And therefore, you're allowed to marry. You're allowed to marry. You marry a sister. Frat. If he very the shidduch had already, certainly you don't invite those shidduch. Since it's not, that's what statel writes. And father is shidduch that happened already. To invite those shidduch for this, since this halach is not put on shechanach, it's only together. Midas chasidus. There's no issa. And same thing writes again in Kan Sedigusa. And also there's a sefer called Tertos Yankiv. It's on the stipler, Tertos Yankiv. So over there he also writes, he also brings down this letter where his stipler is Mako. So it comes out according to our original Shiloh. What was the original Shiloh? Can you do a shidduch with such a thing? With a brother went after there. So according to stipler, you're allowed smutah chatchila. And it comes out according to stipler, since it's not a chasern, you don't even have to mention when it comes to a shidduch. You don't have to even let them know about it. And says the foolish and kiddush of the Eichus. He says clearly, you do not have to tell the girl's family that a brother went after there. You don't have to mention it. I saw a chiddush in this Indian. It's a riot to everything you mentioned till now. What?
It's between the genes and the brothers are got nothing. You have to be attached to
that too. It talks only about.
But it's the genes.
There's no such genes got nothing.
After
that,
yeah, but
huh?
I say whatever. You
don't say. It's hard to say.
If you don't worry about the brothers, so why do you worry about everything?
If you have to worry about Ganovim, then you have a problem with the lot of Shaduchim then.
Some brought down nowadays the safer bodies. That's actually better.
What?
We look at the state of the school which the child went. You don't need to check the brothers now. If now the child goes to school and a school system, check the school.
Yeah, that sure doesn't then apply by words.
You don't need to go into this, what the children brothers are in this net.
This is what we're telling you about. There is a grad as a chazanish. In the sefer, and what's the five volumes? What's it called? Maisish. That's eight volumes, seven volumes. The other one's five. Peyador brings down a meister from the Chazanish. It could be it's in the Maisish also. But I remember saying, he says that a girl that goes to seminary, even if she comes from a posher family, has been like a bas tamid chacham. A bas tamid chacham, because she goes to seminary. She knows Ramban. She knows halacha. She knows a lot of things. She has been like a bas tamid chacham. Seminary, he said seminary. Well, you have to know, in there to show, they go to seminary at 15, 16 already.
That's what I mean, an American girl that went through Bechakel High School, whatever it is.
It's probably better than the ones in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. It's not loved after the year in
Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I mean, she gets the proper chinuch by 17, 18. She has been like a bas tam chochem.
Right. You're saying Bezmana said if she went to the seminary, I mean, all that's saying is that her parents had $25,000. If not,
they didn't go
there. That's
you mean? You're talking about the 70s that they play games. They go to, it's a year vacation, they say.
Yeah.
You know, there's some yeshivas today have vacation also, you know? Huh?
I mean, that's felt in the shit
up. Talking, she's a serious girl. She's a serious girl. She goes to learn. There are certain schools over there, it's vacation. They go to, it's called a camp. Year for camping, okay? There's certain yeshivas in America also. They call them camp yeshiva. Okay?
All right. A girl went through Beit Yaakov High School here.
And she was serious, a girl. She's a serious girl. She has been like a bas tam chacham. Huh? even Ida Crown. There's certain girls from Ida Crown that I could be made on them. They're better somehow from Beit Yaakov girls. Some better than some Beit Yaakov girls. Not totally only in the schools, it's telling the girl herself. Right.
You started saying something about a ger.
Yeah, I'm getting, that's right now. I saw a Chiddush Gadol and the Sefer Chassidim. It's a right to all we talk about. But Sefer Chassidim. Shleim Inyan, but it's Shleim Inyan, Ice Inyan, okay? The Sefer Chassidim, Shinayin Zayin, it's like this. Come. Give me a hand, right? Call me sheyesh lo leif tov. Any person who has a leif tov, lekech geyeres, he marries a geyeres. It's talking about the girls has brothers, but all goyim, brothers and sisters, all goyim. She yesh la life tive vitznuim, and she's a tznua, the goyim lechasadim, and the goyim lechesed, and the imam, the master matam, and they're pleasant to do business with, and muta v'schatim bezarim. It's better to marry in the family of this goyim, men v'schatim bezer yisrael, she'em bam le'ele amidus. The children from this ger, they can be tzedikim gemurim. Some people don't want a shidduch. There's a ger, bali tshuva. No, don't want them b'shadduch. They're bali tshuva. Children bali tshuva, they don't want. I have people can say they call me. Any bali tshuva in the family, what's wrong with bali tshuva? Sevchin says, even if they're goyim, even the family are goyim, if they have midas tovus, yeshemayim and so on, grab them. That's what Sevchin speaks out. And, that's the same. So you see from here, even the children from Ger, the father, grandfathers, were goyim, and so on. It's a Ger Shus got cut in the
Shnodel Dami. I think it mentions the family by the Ger.
Huh?
Doesn't it say about the family here?
Yeah, it says there's nothing wrong. The same thing speaks out in Joshua Saran. Joshua Saran said like this. I quote what he says. Vim he yais. Joshua, I think Joshua Dal, I think. He says like this: Vim yais Lavan avi Rachel v'leya evda v'dezara. Lavan, the father of Rachel and Leah, was evda v'dezara. Bocha Yitzchak v'schatim boy. Why Yitzchak marrying such a family? One second. Yaisa may shischatin in benayis Canaan. Why? This is what Josh is writing. Rishon says it. Me'asher hayu b'nais Kenan mutvarim b'tchunas rois. The b'nais Kenan had bad midas. Tchunas rois. Hayu b'aychem ha'aveis eschakim hem. Those who have shaykhs with the b'nais Kenan. L'estabik misha in a mutva b'ais a tchunas rois. He knows he's a gangster, he's a avad azor and so on. But he didn't have tchunas rois, I guess. Ki gam lovan hayu avad azor. Don't also have avad azor. But he didn't have tchunas rois of the Kenan. So Mela, that's why the others to Shiduchim with that Mishpacha. So you see from here, a big thing. A lot of times you can have a family that's not the best type of family, but the Karen, the girl herself, could be Emesa, Erlecha, Yidna. So that's why I tell you when it comes to Shiduchim, I tell people when you have Shiduchim, look at the Karen. Don't look always at the, if you get a nice family, that's like icing to the cake. Icing to the cake. But the ikka is the Karen. When it comes to Shidduchim, you should always look at the Karen. The Karen is good.
Karen, you mean money?
Or? No. No, I'm talking about not money.
Right.
If you have action, you have two girls. One is from a very fine family, but you know, she's a character. Another one is an emissar, based by Siakov girl. Come from just a great family, like you would like. Do the shidduch with the one. And this has been...
I mean, but those pricing that they say you shouldn't, they mean also the same, they mean just the opposite of what you said.
What
they don't mean that these girls should never get married, that a girl who comes from such a mishpacha, she's finished for life? That's what they meant? No one should ever marry?
No! No, she'll find the shidduch, don't worry. But you're not the one to do it. You don't have to do it. Okay. We have 5 minutes. I'll tell you a story that's not printed in any book. In any book. The Maisa happened, this Negev, I don't think the person himself knows the story. The story is of Shmuel Kamenetsky. The wife was the daughter from a chazan. I don't think Shmuel even knows the story. I know from the other side of family. His daughter was, his wife is the daughter from a chazan. They lived a block away from me in Williamsburg. Okay? Wife. His wife, Kamen Poshim Mishpacha. How do you do such shidduch? Yankov was the Rosh Hashiva in Teradas. How did it come such a shidduch? And Yankov moved to Williamsburg when he came, he moved from Toronto. So he was Kerem Shittur, he moved to Williamsburg. I don't know if any lived in Williamsburg. I lived in Williamsburg. It used to be that the bedrooms used to be one bedroom lived one to another bedroom. One into another one. They weren't 10 bedrooms. They weren't separate bedrooms. One always led to another bedroom, the second and third bedroom. Always you had to go through a bedroom to another bedroom to a third bedroom, whatever it is. If Yaakov didn't like that at all, he had six children, he liked it separate, so when he moved into it, he was very unhappy. This chazan happened to be a neighbor, and he heard that Yaakov is upset. He would like to find an apartment that has separate bedrooms for all his children. So this chazan lived in an apartment that had separate bedrooms. So he gave up, he moved out, he moved somewhere. He went to Yaakov, I have an apartment for you. He didn't even tell him it was his own apartment. He gave up his apartment and he moved somewhere else so Yaakov could have an apartment that has separate bedrooms. When it came time to do shidduch with his son Reb Shmuel, he wants to know if this chazan has a daughter. This chazan has a daughter. It's if a zayid vilch tana shidduch mit. If he could do such a thing, to give up bedrooms, it's ben al chavei, he made himself uncomfortable. He moved out of his apartment and so do it. Then ich vil tana shidduch mit something. He found that they had a daughter. Shidduch is gevoran. That's how the shidduch happened. Moed gemaisa, no? It's not put in the book from a Bianca in any book, but this is a true story. Because I happen to know from another side of the family.
Not in the making of a go.
Huh?
Not in the making of a go.
No, that's for sure not. Okay. Huh? Okay, to start another Indian, I've got to have now 200 interesting shidduch shiles. We'll save it for next week with some of the stuff on your day. Okay? Yes, some nice stories. Okay. Alright, well, anyone has any questions? You have 5 minutes. I'll take any questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Running back to here, cut an onion with a fish knife. Do you have to wait?
If you cut, that's on the top. I hope to speak about it in 2-3 weeks from now. Hopefully. That's on the topic. Anything else?
Waiting. You can't wait that long.
Yeah. So it can't speak privately, no?
Waiting between meat and fish?
No, all you have to do is wash out your mouth. Eat something, wash your mouth out. Eat a piece of challah, drink something. Between fish and meat, that's the minhag. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. That's the minhag of Yisrael. A person should try to do that. Some people drink schnapps. That's an excuse to drink schnapps, that's all. Okay.
Where's the
kilua? Swallow it down, that's all. Huh? You got it to Shailam Paiskim. Can you have first meat and then afterwards fish, you know? There's a Shailam Paiskim. If you're allowed to have it, but it's supposed to be a dogim. Maybe Davki should have first dogim and then after dogim. It's a Shailam Paiskim. However, the Chashuchan. A Chashuchan in Kuf Ayin Gimel Narachayim speaks out, it doesn't make a difference. You can have the fish first, the meat first, doesn't make an afkina. As long as the Ketuch HaDocha is in between, then it's okay. You're right, yeah. Moshe, he says by Kiddush. Kiddush, you only have cholent, and then right after this you go home and you have like a filter fish. So according to a Chashuchan, it's 100% okay. Other people are Machmer. They are Machmiyam. Look in the Sefer Shmir from Leuna. None of the things are machmiyam. And in the new Adur, he has the Aruch HaShulchan because I show him the Aruch HaShulchan.
But what's the shear?
Huh? Don't say shear.
Don't to wait.
Oh, to wait?
Yeah.
You don't have to wait at all. Just Kenuch HaDoch and that's it.
No.
What's the shear?
To wait.
I don't know. Any day. Maybe half hour. You find the Zohar says you should be machmer.
An hour.
Some say half hour, some say an hour. I don't know. Any day. Look at Shmuel's Kavnesha, maybe he talks about how long it is. Oh, stop there.